Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 18 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Partly cloudy. 18 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 18 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 17 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 18 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 16 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 17 degrees.
Morning. Good morning. Ready for this afternoon's festivities? I'm hoping this time the weatherman's wrong, like they usually are. Yeah, you gotta wonder, one of these times they're gonna be wrong in the opposite direction. Maybe, I don't know. Seems like, not complaining. Six inches would be fun. It'd be kind of cool, I think. I mean, unless it's that real, that real wet, sloggy kind of snow, that sucks. Or if there's ice with it, like you were saying yesterday. But, just a nice 6 inches. Hell yeah, I'll take it.
What she said.
Did. Yeah, I'm not opposed to it. I just, if it was just like me on the road, I don't care how much snow there is, but it's when people just shut down and we're doing 19 miles an hour because, there's white stuff falling from the sky and I'm trying to get home. It's like, God, I just, move. Who's the peanut gallery? Was that you, Murph? Oh, maybe not. Anywho, I don't know why I'm chipper this morning. I don't know at all. Got up kind of rushed. Usually that sets the tone, but yeah, I'm out on time, so I guess that's helpful. Grab myself a coffee and head in. I think I'll set up. I grabbed a Meshtastic node I had deployed over at the Donald's. And I'm going to set that up at my work. I had a, one of those what are those called? T-something? I had one of those, not a T-deck. The other one, like was in the one box that you had. I had one of those burn up. I don't know what happened. It just came in one day and it wasn't working. It was all hot. TB. I've still got my rack with that little solar enclosure my kids placed that's totally dead because we haven't had sunshine. So I'm curious. I'm going to leave it. I'm not even going to bring it in. And we'll see what it does in the spring, if it'll charge itself back up and come to life. But I don't know. I'm not super optimistic on that. But, yeah, the teeth game. I've got one in a new enclosure with that solar panel Anthony gave me. I bought all these batteries for it. And it's the same situation. Like, it doesn't seem like it wants to work. So I have not messed with it a whole lot.
Well, we have not had a whole lot of sunlight. So, I mean, it's been noticeably overcast for weeks. And, you know, I don't know that that's the norm. I guess I never really thought about it. You know, just winter is gloomy overall. I don't know if there's more overcast than the winter usually. I don't think so, but either way, that's a factor. I wouldn't worry too much about it. You know, but these things have, relatively speaking, smaller solar panels, and then we don't put a whole lot of battery in them. You know, I think the places that are actually kind of run on battery, you know, they got a whole roof of battery, and then they're charging a whole bunch of battery cells. So, you know, you can go quite a while without sunshine. But this is not the most optimum place for solar. You know, I guess you just got to get you just get what you get, right? And maybe in the summer it'll be rocking and rolling. I have no reason to believe it won't.
That's my curiosity, too. Are these things going to perform better when it's not frigid and we get the sunshine? So I guess we shall see. I haven't done much. My Echo was dead. I charged that up the other day. But there's just one or two guys in my area that I think they just keep sending messages back and forth to each other and testing new stuff. So it's cool. People are trying. But, you know, the range thing, that's what killed me.
Yeah, I think everybody's a little burnt out on, you know, on the rush of it, you know, for right now. I'm hoping that when Fred gets those two ones done that I'm going to deploy in the higher elevations at the buildings, you know, maybe there'll be a little renewed vigor for at least a little bit. But, yeah, it really is what it is. There's I see new ones popping up all the time, so as more and more people just jump on and try it, you know, eventually, I was looking at the map last night. There was quite a little path, like from me up to Captain Don. We almost have a path, you know, between us. He's up, well, folks, I should say, not, you know, and then, you know, it's not a big leap to get up towards Greg and Dave and that. So, you know, just be, you know, the right guy to just decide to tinker with one day and the pass complete. So, you know, it's spotty, but, you know, it's getting there.
The last time I looked at the map, I thought it was actually pretty impressive. There was quite a few nodes popping up on there. I mean, for the most part, it's all of us with multiple nodes, but it is cool to see that there are some popping up, filling in the gaps, but, yeah, I think I might, I just hope the T-Deck gets better firmware, because I would love to just keep that in my bag, but the thing is such a nightmare to use.
So the one thing I overheard, and I'm not 100% sure it's what Captain Don was talking about, he might have been talking about a different device, but he said the keyboard is all but useless on whatever device he was talking about, you know, and it's like, well, that's the whole appeal, man, of the T-Deck. Is that true? Is the keyboard hopelessly tiny and impossible to use?
He might have been talking about that, I don't remember what the hell it's called, but it's like a little Android phone with a Helltech, like, 3D printed case on the back of it. I remember him complaining about that one, and I'm glad he bought it, because I actually looked at that one. I'm like, that's sweet, but it's way too small. The T-Deck is similar. If you ever had a BlackBerry, it's like a very cheap version of that, where the keyboard is about the same size, and the responsiveness isn't there. It's very mushy. Plus, you know, we've had how many years of not having physical buttons on phones, so going back to that, it's like, whoa, I got way too fat of thumbs for this.
Okay, yeah. Well, hopefully we'll talk about something else. Because, you know, I mean, mushy is one thing, but, you know, so small that you can't use it is entirely another. But the C-Deck's the size of a BlackBerry, then that's okay. I mean, you know, they weren't great. You're not going to, you know, do 100 plus words a minute, but you certainly can bang out some messages. So I think they're cool. I don't know. I've heard the complaints about the software. I know there's another software out there, but I've heard some caveats with it. So, but yeah, that would be neat. You know, the one place. It's ironic, not necessarily ironic, but one place that these things were really successful was in the in all them BLM Antifa riots back in you know, whatever year it was, I can't remember. I guess they found a whole bunch of them on a lot of those guys. It was all encrypted. And they were using them to communicate, you know, in the crowd, and. I'm thinking, well, that's a clever use. That's a place where I could definitely see, you know, like you have an event and everybody's got one. NADBF. I think that's the ticket, right? Like, that's where these things excel, short range, high density areas, where, you know, like you go to a Wings game and you're texting your group or whatever, you know, because your phone doesn't work, that kind of situation. But, you know, we're pretty rural where we're at. I mean, even you guys down here, you know, it's not like in the city where we're all in skyscrapers. Oh yeah, it, you know, that reminds me. There's a radio technology that they use mostly in Europe, and it's called Petra, and I don't know if they're still using it. It's been a number of years, but I believe they are, and. You know, and I've seen some discussions back when both B-25 systems, as we have here now, and Tetra systems were both, you know, new and getting deployed all over. And, you know, there's some questions, well, why don't we run Tetra here? And, you know, why don't they run B-25 there? And blah, blah, blah. You know, and it's like, it's a whole different geography. You know, they have these, you know, large cities. You know, and then they have a ring of, you know, residential, like, you know, I guess it's not even really suburb. And then it goes out to farm, you know. And while we have, you know, kind of some of that, it ain't the same because they have these little, like, bullseyes, you know, and then nothing. You know, and, you know, we just sprawl forever. Our suburbs just go and go and go, and you can't tell one city center from another sometimes. It's just, you know, it just gets a little bit more... you know, rural, you know, and then right back into another suburban, you know, and then a city center, and it's just, we don't, you know, Tetra is designed to work, you know, with, you know, in a more centralized, like European style of deployment, people deployment. You know, we're just too sprawled out here, you know, everywhere in general. You know, to touch on that too, why are we so UHF heavy down here when it seems, like I was just saying, right, like we're pretty rural. There's not a lot of tall buildings until you get into, like, Mount Clemens or Detroit. So why are we so heavy in UHF instead of VHF? Well, I don't know if that's necessarily the case everywhere, but it is the case in Metro Detroit, mostly because... much of the surplus gear was weak. There wasn't a lot of people running VHF. You know, I mean, there was some, but we made the transition to UHF here for, you know, public safety and commercial very quickly. And, you know, by the 80s, UHF was king. And, you know, and then as the equipment started getting surplused out, it was all this UHF equipment. So, you know, UHF repeaters started popping up all over the place and all this. And, you know, VHF was not impossible, but it was just not as readily available, you know, both subscribers and infrastructure. And so, you know, that's my impression of why UHF has taken off here so much. You know, now, you know, going back, it's not as... you know, it's about 50-50 now. I think nowadays you don't see much of either because everybody's on 800. it's unfortunate because we got nothing to do with surplus about 800 equipment. Hell, I just threw out, like, you know, almost 200 800 repeaters, and I sent them off to the, you know, to the compactor. And, you know, if that would have been UHF back in the day, I mean, I would have had, you know, you want a repeater? I got a repeater here, you know. It's like, I got 200 repeaters. But, you know, nowadays, like, what are you going to do with these? Nothing, right? And, you know, it's just, you know, it's just the way it kind of flushed out. VHF was the primary ham radio stuff for a while, but then UHF started, you know, becoming more prevalent. There's more frequencies up here, so more repeaters, and everybody wants their own repeater, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, it just was kind of like what was available and what where there were frequency pairs and all that. And, you know, and I just think here, at least, in Metro Detroit, it was just a matter of circumstances.
I think that was a very thorough explanation and spells it out quite nicely. I was just curious because, like, well, you know, from a radio standpoint, it doesn't seem like UHF is what makes the most sense for our geography, but we obviously don't have any issues with it. It's got plenty of coverage, but, yeah, I was just curious because of the Lapeer repeater, 142-620 or something. That's VHF, obviously, and, I mean, I can pick that thing up almost to Romeo. And I believe it's downtown Lapeer, so I don't know, what is that, 25, 30 miles? I know there's UHF that does that, but still, that's all. I was just curious.
K8RUH.
Good morning, Anthony. Yeah, getting a pair on VHF is next to impossible. Getting one on UHF anymore is next to impossible, so. But for a while there, you know, through the 80s, 90s, even the early 2000s, you know, UHF pairs were available. So just like 900 pairs are available right now. So if there was a surplus of gear, people would be jumping on that. Good morning, Anthony. How goes your day? Did you get your goulashes on?
I got boots on, but they're, you know, just my everyday boots. So we'll make it through. Today's, as Dakota said, today's an early day. I got to get my daughter from school today, so I bet I won't have to drive across town in very much snow. I'll probably leave the office around 2:45, and they're not calling for anything heavy, I think, until the evening, so should be good. Over to you, Dakota.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's not too bad. I would like to get out of here at a decent time. I got to get home at, today's a 4 o'clock day, so I got to try to get home, and I am traumatized from the last snow we got when I was in the truck for like an hour and 40 minutes trying to get home. So trying to avoid that at all costs, but I am going to jump out here just back to my spot, and I got to get inside. But maybe I will catch you guys on the way home. Maybe I'll catch you a little before then, depending on what the snow does. So be safe, everybody, and have a good day, and I'll catch you guys later. NADDF.
Wow, early day from the Dakota. Yeah, catch you later, man. Drive safe if it's slippery.
Supposed to hit Dakota's area harder than, Sean, your area and my area. Last I saw it was north of 59 was getting the brunt of this storm, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see, you know. I mean, one of these days they're going to be wrong in the other direction, right? I don't know when that'll be, but, you know, they always seem to be wrong on the heavy side. I don't know if they always, it's kind of like, you know, well, if I call for the worst, then, you know, people will only be happy. But if I call for, you know, easy and it's worse, then people will be really mad. So maybe that's the thing. It's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like just let's get mentally ready for the worst, and then that's why it's always on the light side. They pay, their credibility pays a lot more if it's worse than they say. So, but one of these days, you know, they're going to make a prediction that's going to throw them for a loop, and we're going to get dumped on. So maybe that's this time. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I was looking at the way that they're saying it should come over time, and they're saying, I think by like 6 a.m. tomorrow, it should be done. So it'll be interesting to see what schools call off this afternoon, you know, like, just how the cookies crumble with this one, because realistically, if we get what they're saying, which right now in our area is 4 to 6 inches, I would imagine they'll have the roads relatively clear by the morning. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. It could be a easy ride in the morning, or it could be a terrible ride in the morning. Only time will tell.
Yep, we'll see. Hey, listen, I'm going to jump into Big Apples here since I got a little time this morning. I'm going to get one of their delish breakfast sandwiches. I'll be back in a few. WFU.
Sounds good. K-E-8-R-U-A. I'll be in the car for a while.
Did you find your salt? Fabulous.
I did find my salt. What's today? Wednesday? So, Monday I had been, I think I told you guys, I had been to like 6 stores. Nobody had any. I went into Lowe's on 8 Mile and Harper, and what did that be, 8 and Kelly there, and they had a quarter of a pallet, and I bought 4 bags for myself, and then a few bags for my dad, too, so everybody's covered now.
Good deal. I hardly use salt anymore. I used to go through like 2 or 3 bags of season, and my new house, I just kind of, I plow it out, and then if I use it, I'll just like kind of throw it on the steps or just around the car. Driveway's too big to be throwing salt all over the place.
You know, I would not put nearly as much as I do down, but my in-laws take my daughter to school a few days a week, and they're not getting any younger, and my mother-in-law, she has some trouble walking, so I just try to get as much ice as possible off the driveway and keep it clear. So I oversalt by a lot, so that's why I go through enough that I need it, so that's why I was looking for it.
Yeah, I took a tumble myself a few weeks ago. I was getting logs for the wood stove, and started to walk towards the house, got in a patch of ice, and I caught myself once and thought I was good to go, started walking again, and just went down. Knee started bending the wrong way, and luckily I didn't really get hurt, but I was all right, I need to throw some salt down.
Yeah, it's never fun, so, I mean, it does make sense to put some down just to keep everybody on their feet.
I had to, I used all I had left and then had to go to the store and buy some more.
You said you have a wood stove. Is it like a cast iron insert into your fireplace, or is it a standalone?
It's a standalone. It's just like welded steel. I've got one in the house and then in the garage. When I'm home, I try to burn logs to heat the place. Sometimes it just is too hot. If it's not super cold and you're burning logs, it'll get to be like 80 degrees now.
Yeah, then you're opening windows. It's probably, until you're really comfortable with it, probably difficult to regulate the temperature, I would imagine, if you're getting it up to 80 degrees in the house.
Yeah, it can be a little bit hard. You can't really just turn it off. You gotta let it burn out. So, kind of playing around with the size of logs, so when it's warmer out, you burn smaller logs, when it's colder out, you burn larger logs. Even still, sometimes it gets pretty toasty.
For years, I've wanted to put one of the inserts into my fireplace to do exactly what you're talking about. Sorry, there's a lot of traffic for a second. It would fit nicely. I've actually thought I have a ranch, but there's a fireplace upstairs and in the basement. And I thought about how cool it would be to run one of those in the basement, and the whole basement would be warm, and then it would probably heat up the floors and heat the whole house. It'd be awesome. But those inserts are not cheap, and I haven't made it a priority. So maybe one day. We'll see what happens.
Maybe. Yeah, my parents are... houses like that, they've got a fireplace, and the neighbor's house is actually, you know, the same exact layout, and they put a insert in theirs, and that thing would, you know, they'd be running around in shorts in the wintertime, and we'd light a fire in our fireplace to, you know, it just make the whole rest of the house cold, because it's drawing in all the cold air.
Yeah, I've noticed that happening at my house. I got to be conscious of what we're doing in the house if I'm lighting a fire, because, you know, the main area, you know, the living room, dining room, kitchen will get pretty warm, and then all the bedrooms are freezing cold because it draws in the cold air. So it's a fun game to play, I guess, but if everybody's just hanging out watching TV, it's pretty nice to have that one room nice and toasty.
Yeah, I'll usually run the fan on the furnace to pull in the hot air and blow it into the cold rooms, but that only somewhat works.
Yep, even getting a furnace balanced out throughout the house to keep all the rooms, you know, close to an average temp is difficult, let alone having one large heat source in one room or one end of the house just causes chaos.
Yeah, I wish I had cold air returns. It's a manufactured home, so the furnace is on the... in the hallway, in the main area, and it just drops the air in through the closet door and sends it through the ducts. But it'd be nice to be able to have a cold air return right over the fireplace.
Yeah, that would be nice. It'd really circulate things for you.
Don't they put those on foundation to raise them up?
Not a foundation, but the furnace is still in the closet.
Right, but I mean, it seems to me they could run the cold air return to the floors underneath and back to the furnace, right? Why not?
The furnace isn't really set up for that. There's no ductwork into it. It's all just pulled in through the closet drawer.
Oh, no, I get that. I'm just wondering why they don't. You know, do it that way. Seems like they could. But anyhow, good morning. At least my breakfast sandwich, but Big Apple's worth it.
What kind of breakfast sandwich did you get, John?
Oh, the Western, you know, egg and cheese and green pepper and onion, whatever. They call it the Western. They make a darn good sandwich.
For the rest of the
gotta get over there one day, and I haven't eaten Big Apple Bagel in years.
Did you get enough for the rest of the class?
A little double there, I heard everything. But yeah, Lance, I got a dozen of them. So you're welcome to come get some.
So don't take me up on it, because then you'll expose my line.
That's another 20-minute drive.
Noted. I will. I'll get you next time for one of those dozen breakfast sandwiches.
So, Anthony, did you have you had a chance to play with that 100 yet?
Nope. It's sitting on the shelf, and likely will be till spring breaks, I would imagine. I am traveling next week. I come home for a few weeks with a couple weekend trips in there, and then traveling again at the end of March. So maybe I'll get lucky in April and have a little bit of time to play radio and set things up.
Well, it'll work for you either way. So. Yeah, I got a trip at the beginning of March. Got some other stuff going on, so hopefully we'll get. You know, we're almost halfway through February here. We're not terribly far. I think the worst weather period is coming up here the next several weeks, but potentially. But. I think we can see the longer days at the end of the month. That's kind of a weird way of saying light at the end of the tunnel. Lance?
What's the 100? FTM 100?
Yeah, Sean had one from Professor Don's catalog of gear that I purchased. And I've been trying to get it, find some time to get it set up, but just haven't been able to yet.
I mean, they're pretty simple, but they're effective. They work. They sound good. They work good. So probably be perfect for what you wanted. That's a garage radio. So, and he's in a funny spot down in the points, which is rough. A rough place. There's just not a lot of stuff that covers down there, so you got to have a little bit of an antenna to make anything work out of that area.
Yeah, I know Dr. Don liked that radio, so should be good. That in that area definitely. St. Clair Shores, Grosse Pointe, that whole area. Anthony.
Yeah, we'll see. I think it'll work good. I am interested to get it going and get the fusion portion of it going, because there is that one fusion repeater down by me, and I haven't really got involved in any of the digital modes, so it'll be neat to have access to it.
Yepers, I wouldn't give up on me, Anthony. I do plan on doing something down that way, but I got ideas about what, and getting a pair for down there is going to be almost impossible. VHF or UHF, so I'm thinking about something else. Receiver or something like that. I don't know. We'll have to, got to figure out what we're going to do down there. But I'd like to get something down there. I'm pretty sure I can. Nothing else. The hospital right there, south of you.
Yeah, that would be pretty good. I haven't given up on yet. You have a vested interest in it far beyond me, so... It'll come eventually, and man, on that hospital would be incredible for me, selfishly, because I think that's 2 miles at the most as the crow flies, so that would be awesome. But if there's ever anything that somehow I can assist, I can go talk to somebody. I can, whatever, something that's within my skill set or capabilities, I'd be happy to help out.
Yep, no problem. I'll put you on the dance card for that one. So, but, yeah, we'll see. All right, anyhow, I just pulled up here at work. I'm going to get inside and got here just in time before one of my guys, he likes to warm his truck up right where he knows I like to park. And I beat him. Ha! Just. Anyhow, I'm going to get inside. Take care, drive safe. And it sounds like the snow's not coming till later, but if it comes earlier, be careful. Be careful anyhow. Lance to pick it up, W8FU.
73, Sean,
you
be away. Sean, have a good day. I will talk to you possibly this afternoon, tomorrow morning. I am about to get out and pump some gas. So I will catch up with you gentlemen later. K-E-8-R-U-H, and have a great day and stay safe.
Good morning, 0800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 14 degrees. Good morning, 0900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 17 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy. 19 degrees.
NHKPP. Hello, it's me, NHKPP. Did what all over yourself?
I did. But I'm okay, because it's supposed to snow, so it'll get all covered up.
It just means it's going to freeze it in place.
There you go.
All right, I'll stop giving you a hard time.
I did try getting a new call sign, because I can get an extra call sign, but every time I try to get it, the only thing that happens is I'm $30-some dollars less, because I always seem to lose the lottery.
You know, I just decided I had mine so long that if I changed it to an extra call sign, nobody would know who the hell I was, so. Not that I really care if anybody knows who I am. I don't know. I paid too much for my license anyway.
Yep, you got that, and then you got, of course, you know, the, of course, the phone rings. And hold on, I got to hit the reject button.
Hey, you can take it.
There you go.
I'll be here.
Yeah, well, every time I try, it just seems like I always lose it. So, I mean, heck, I was down to 1 out of 3, and I didn't even win that one. So, okay, and there really isn't anything that I kind of like for the next 60, 90 days. So, who knows? I might be PP for a while.
There you go. Yeah, my new way to answer the phone is, you know, when they call the phone and I don't know who in the heck it is, it's the deed's done. There's blood everywhere. What do you want to do now? They always hang up on me. I don't know why.
You know, I got a trick that works pretty good, is that if you don't know the number, don't say anything when you pick up the phone. And if it's, because a lot of these robot callers are waiting for a voice. So when you say hello, it automatically quickly connects you to one of the people in a land of far away and telling me how they're here to help me with my insurance. But if you don't say anything, and then there's just dead silence, then the computer gets smart and says, oh, this isn't a good number anymore. And it eventually it takes you off of the spam list, and it actually works.
There you go. That'll work too.
On a lighter note, I heard Speedy Gonzalez got deported yesterday.
Oh no, not that. And there are a whole bunch of them that need to be deported. Most of them start with D. Oh, Democrats.
Yeah, I know. I didn't want to take it political. I just thought that that one was funny. So that was pretty good. I saw a YouTube video about it. You know, they showed the little, whatever it is, mouse or whatever. They showed him in jail.
There you go. Trying to get this little pecker off my shoulder. You don't want to get down this morning. I got a pecker on my shoulder.
I take it you have a bird pet? Pet birds?
Yeah, I just got one. It's all I can tolerate. He's an African gray. He's about 2 years old. And he's a little hellion, but he's very, very, very social.
One of the partners that is in our office has got a birdie, and he brings him to work once in a while. Real pretty green thing. I don't know if he's social or not, but he's very attentive. I mean, he kind of, like, knows what's going on, and he's always watching, kind of like a dog does. So it's supposed to be, like, one of these little birdies that lives to 100 years old or something.
Yeah, Rocky's got a life expectancy of 80 because he's only 2 years old. He doesn't do a lot of talking. He does a lot of mimicking, though. He mimics every whistle or every noise that he hears. Usually the ones you don't want him to hear, you know. You know, like sometimes it's a smoke alarm. Sometimes it's a cell phone.
Yeah, I'll find out what Dave's bird type is. But like I said, I couldn't do it. I'm not that type of person, but it takes a special type of person. But I can understand the attraction towards this thing. I mean, It's a fun thing to play with when it's in the office and watch and whatever. And he let it go in our warehouse, and of course it found its way out. So that was kind of funny. But it made it into another warehouse. So he went up there, and it took him probably half hour, 45 minutes to catch it.
Yeah, Rocky's the bird's name. He's got a vet appointment tomorrow. Every 6 months he goes to the vet, and usually we get his nails trimmed and his wings tripped, but I don't know if I'm going to do his feathers this time. Ouch. Don't take my glasses off my face. Don't be bad bird. Sometimes he gets jealous when I'm talking on the radio, too.
What is it, about a foot long overall? That's about what this thing is. I don't guess the weight. I'm going to say 4 or 5 pounds, maybe 4 pounds, what this thing is.
I don't know how many pounds he is. Last time I weighed him, I probably could get the scale down and tell him to step up on it. He'll step up on it. But, yeah, he's about a foot tall. Of course, the scale's not out. My daughter. Well, it is. I'm not looking. Yeah, I'm not looking. Let's see. You know, got to have a master's degree just to run a stupid scale.
Yeah. Mine got to tap with your toe and wake it up. And then you gotta stand on it really quick, otherwise it goes back to sleep.
Yeah, this is a food scale. Okay, I heard somebody else jump in there. Let them get in there. I need OBU since I haven't done in it. I'm sure it's getting close to 10 minutes.
Go ahead, Tom.
Hi, Tom. Tom, talk.
I had to enjoy this weather. It's supposed to get worse later. Driving over to, where am I going? Birmingham. Local stuff today, Wally. And watch out for that KPP. You got to keep it. Just don't get it on. for the 4550, if you want to throw in as many GMRS repeaters as there are, because some of them disappear when I'm in certain areas, that would be great. And who else we got out there? The voice is familiar.
Go on those stinking GMRS repeaters on your radio. Yeah, I got them in my radios too. And I'm on a Motorola also. And it'll be you.
I'll just throw them all in a separate zone.
Yeah, that'll work, because then I'll just hit the scan button. Because I know sometimes on it I can hear them because it's open receive. But when I try to key up, it doesn't hit the repeater, even though I got clear signal. So I'm figuring I'm off on the PL's off on it. But, yeah. Oh, this is Tom, by the way. KCAKJO.
I read something on Telegram that the MIH disappeared. I don't know if it disappeared the linking or if it just disappeared off the website. I have to get some clarification on that. I don't talk on it hardly at all. I say hi to Jack once in a while. Jack's a nice guy, but other than that, I don't really talk on it. And Mrs. Lolly really could care less about radio stuff.
We don't talk about it when I'm with my neighbors. I just give them a bunch of both things. I can shed some light. Go for it. Hey, yeah, I just wanted to shed some light on the MIA thing. It's just think of it as Fight Club, the first rule of Fight Club. It applies to MIA. Anyhow, part of the deal was it went dark. Didn't go anywhere, it just went dark. That's all I'll say, because the first rule of MI-8 is we don't talk about MI-8. W-8-F-U. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine. Yeah, my repeaters weren't even listed there either, so it didn't matter. But my repeaters listen to each other. They don't transmit to each other, so I don't know what to tell anybody if they don't like them listening to each other. All I do is set them both up for core active PL and put an extra receiver in each one. Got the marbles rolling now, don't I?
I heard the birdie venting his opinion. So I guess I'll have to call. See, I'm not any sharper than what I was with the word dark. So I guess it will generate a lunch meeting.
I really do got to get back to work here, but no, I think the important thing takeaway is the first rule of MIA is we don't talk about MIA, and that goes for here or there. So we just would like everybody to use it, enjoy it, stop talking about it.
We don't know what you're talking about, sir.
Exactly. I heard of it. All right, I got to get back to work.
WFU. Take care.
Hey, Wally, is there a meeting tomorrow at MISD or is that next week? KCTJO.
I'm not sure, dude. I haven't gotten an email, so I'm assuming no. So I know that class is this weekend, and we're supposed to help out at that. The first Saturday, I'm supposed to help out in an electronics class or something.
Yeah, I sent that link to Dave for the check and all that other stuff for the quote-unquote survey, and I'm just waiting to hear back on that. I know I got the link on one of my laptops to do the Fed stuff, so I got to get my butt in here and do that.
Well, you're two steps ahead of me on all of that stuff. I think I know who my person is. You're over there on the west side of the state, right, Mike?
Oh, I'm Lansing.
Okay, you have your own repeaters, I take it over there?
I got a bunch of repeaters in Lansing, 200-foot tower in my backyard.
There you go, Tom. Part of your travels. We'll have to find out which one that is.
Yeah, where'd you say you're at, Mike?
I live in Dansville, which is southeast of Lansing. But like I said, I got a tower in the backyard, and I got a tower in Lansing, and
okay, I got Danville, because that's the one with the FEMA that goes deep. So, yeah, I got that one in there. But when I'm over in crap, this is right. Start losing everybody.
Yeah, well, the one in Lansing is connected to when it goes deep. So, I mean, when I'm connected to Detroit, or when I'm connected to the hubs and everybody hears me, but I don't always leave it connected to it because I don't figure that you guys want to hear me and my wife talk every night for a half hour when she gets out of work. So a lot of nights it just gets disconnected and forgot to hook back up, you know.
Yeah, I went on to the network and I got the repeaters there, typed them all in, but I didn't see anything for Grand Rapids, but I got Danville and Mayville and all them.
I don't know what's going on in Grand Rapids. All right. Here's another company pull up, another ham radio operator. You guys have a wonderful day, and I'll be listening. And it'll be you.
Yeah, we'll have to talk a little bit sometime. My son and wife's apartment in Lansing. Well, next time I'm here on the radio, we can chat.
I'm just pulling up to my second run of the day up here in Birmingham. And, I go down in the basement, I lose everything. So, but I'll catch you on the flip. I'll be around on the road all day today.
Okay, I'm Bloomfield Hills, believe it or not. I'm going to the big Monster Chrysler dealer, so give me a call. Maybe we'll bump and grab a quick bite or something.
Yeah, sounds like a plan. I'll bump you on the phone when I get out. I'm with a coworker today, so we're kind of spreading out runs, but yeah, we can head up for lunch. It sounds like a plan. 73 in your final. KCKJO.
Better KPP. KAAUGQ mobile monitoring. KAAUGQ mobile monitoring. KAAUGQ mobile monitoring. KAAUGQ mobile monitoring. Got a little bit of the call, but I have to apologize. It's very, very noisy on my end. Just kind of barely above the noise level. Go ahead.
A-B-C-A, monitoring. Kilo Foster.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees.
W8RCY. I just realized this thing works better when you turn it on. Late good morning, everybody. Everybody have a good day. Hope everybody gets out of work early before this storm hits. Again, all the best. W8RCY.
K-C-H-O-A-K-B-B.
KZ8Z Mobile, waiting for Snowmageddon.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Cloudy, 23 degrees.
And this is W8BIJ.
How you doing, Greg? W8FU, I've got about a minute here before I get to my stop.
Okay, this is Sean. Doing fine, thank you for asking. How about you?
Not bad. I'm running home for lunch because I got to get something covered up before the impending doom. And then probably finish working from home. So that's my plan for the rest of the day. Other than that, doing okay.
Yeah, good. Appreciate you coming back to me. And likewise here, staying healthy and preparing for the snow. I don't think it's going to be too bad. I do have a machine here that will assist me to remove the snow once this system passes through. Over.
Yeah, I've got it covered too. Hopefully it'll be the lighter, fluffier stuff, not anything wet and heavy with the temperature as it is. I'm guessing it's going to be light and fluffy, easy to manage. It's some 30 degree snows where it gets up to, you know, 32 right after it snows and everything gets wet, heavy, and soggy. This one shouldn't be bad. I don't think it's supposed to get over about 20, 25, 28 degrees. So by the time snow is coming through and really piling on, it's going to be pretty cold. So I'll just have to park at the end of the driveway so that if I have to take off in a pinch in the morning, I don't run any more of it over than I have to create those ruts that are a little bit more difficult to deal with.
Hello, tech support.
Yeah, okay, I don't know who that was, but anyway. Yeah, okay, fine business there, Sean. Again, thanks for keeping the system up and running, and thanks for coming back to me. I think you're right. Well, you know, I don't know if you're looking ahead. I'm looking a few days ahead, and it's going to be a cold one there on Monday. I think temperature's going to drop out again, and maybe that'll be the last hoorah for winter. So I don't know. We'll see. We've been lagging on the snow side here. We've been getting snow here, but it's only 3-4 inches at a time, which I don't care. I don't really want that heavy stuff because I've seen a lot of damage as a result of that heavy snow. I'd rather take the light fluffy because I can get rid of it. I'll let you go, and I'll pass it over to that other station if you have a comment. This is W8VIJ. I'll listen out.
Okay. I think that was Fred. I was asking him for a bunch of tech support earlier, so I think he was making a joke. All right, I'm at Harbor Freight. I got to run inside and get some rope. I got to secure a tarp before the storm comes in. I will be back out here in 5 minutes. W8FU.
I'm going to Bender.
Hello, Fred. Goodbye.
I'm on the Android with LTE. It's perfectly fine. So I'm not sure if there's a setting that's different on the phone. I mean, I didn't do any difference, but my phone's working, so I'm going inside. It might be 5-10 minutes at least before I'm back. So there's some.
Hello, Fred. Goodbye.
I was working up for the change, and then it was working with that warning. You know, it was connecting. It's registering, and it's even connecting. It's just, for some reason, it keeps dropping off. So I don't know if I can flush gas or something, but anyhow, I'll play with it later. I got to get into Harbor Freight here and get back on the road. I'll be back in 5. W8FU.
Okay. I got phone mode IAXT connection checkbox, if that makes any difference. Yeah. I'll take a screenshot of the settings that I have in here and send them in. But I'm going inside. They're looking at me in the window.
Yeah, hello, Fred, and goodbye, Fred. W8PIJ.
Hey, Greg, ABAPR. How's your repeater sounding on your way?
Hey, hi, Phil. Like a million, marked down from 1,000,005.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Got a break on the air last week, so doing good so far. I'm over on the way on the east side here. I'm on the FBI. I'm going to switch over and see if I'm making it over there. Spawn.
I heard a kerchunk. That's it. I think it keyed up the repeater, but I don't hear any voice.
Okay, I'm not using my normal radio, so it's, I got a, not a great antenna on this one. So, all right. I got a preamp I'm going to throw on that thing, too, so that should help when I get around to it.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear the good news. It's been a long time coming. I think you remember that song, don't you? Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Long time coming. Thought I'd throw that in there, but yeah, cool. That's good, Phil, and I hope you're doing okay there. And didn't get to say Happy New Year to you, but Happy New Year, over.
Yeah, you too. Yeah, it's been a good year. So, yeah, we finally got a crew up there. We had to go up there and found issues. Okay, there was water in the cable. There was a problem with the connector actually down inside the building. Got all that cleaned up, new antenna. So, everything's good.
Yeah, great. I could probably hit this really nice now with my HT from my house. I used to be able to do that, but then I think there was, like you said, degradation there, and now it's taken care of, so I should be able to use my HT.
Yeah, I think you should. You should give it a try. So, all right. Like I said, I'm way over. Where am I? I'm actually not far from where Sean works. So, or almost there. Heading way across to the edge of the world here. Right along Lake St. Clair.
Yeah, don't take any wrong turns. All right, I'll let you go, and again, thanks for coming back to me. It's good to hear your voice, Phil. 88PR, I think it is, WAPIJ.
Okay, 7-3, catch you later. And hello, Fred. Catch you later, AV8PR. AV8PR, copy.
Say what? I got in, I got my stuff reset, I got my boxes of stuff picked up and loaded. I think I might find food. And there's a Sonic in the pier here.
Well, as you probably heard, I do enjoy a Sonic Diet Limeade in the summer months, but I am not a big fan of their food. Tater tots are pretty good, but, I mean, who can screw up tater tots? But other than that, pretty underwhelming, if you ask me.
Did you see the message I sent you, what you might have, you're going to have coming to your area in the next 90 days?
Nah, I'm driving here, and the phone's buried in my hip pocket. I hear the dinging, but...
Oh, I said it last night. It was an MI. It was in the MIA Slack. A restaurant you like to have up here. It's coming down there.
No.
Yep. Signs lease next week. They've already got all the... artwork done. I looked at, you sent me the artwork, so I looked at the artwork because they're doing a great new brand on it, and yeah, stuff's ordered, and so looks like I gotta sign his lease and do the permits, but yeah.
Okay, I haven't looked at it yet because I don't have my glasses and I'm driving and all that stuff, but I did see some sort of a picture in lobby of a bucket truck. I don't know if that's it or if it's somewhere else, but I'm assuming it's a Bill Thomas's.
Yeah, it was an MIA. I sent you a picture of the building, or I posted a picture of the building in MIA and its location. Probably north of your house, but 3 miles from your shop.
Oh, yeah, I know where. Yeah, yeah, that'll be great. They used to have one at 16 Mile and I-75. It was, if you got off and went west before you get to Somerset, but I think that area was too hoity-toity for the likes of a Halo Burger, so it didn't last very long. And I was disappointed when that one shut down.
Yeah, it's more of a working class kind of place, so that's where that is going to be. But yeah, the new owners are, yeah.
Are they getting aggressive?
Depending on how this one goes, yes. But there's other things, I guess, I can talk about off air.
Well, we'll have a look at that when I get parked here in a bit. I gotta get home, and I got a 10x20 tent that I got a lot of lawn and garden stuff in, and developed a rip along one of the rails up top, and with this snow coming in, I want to throw a tarp over it, secure it, just to make sure it doesn't turn into something more, dump a bunch of snow into my tent. So I'm running home to get that knocked out before the snow starts, and then I don't know if I'll get a look at it before or after. And then I got to get a look at your DB switch settings, because I don't know what's going on. But sometimes it wasn't registering. One time it would register and connect, but it was doing that transmit thing. Now it'll register. It registers, but it connects, but it only connects for about a couple of seconds, 3-4 seconds, and then it disconnects. And I never see it show up as on the dash or anything. So I don't know. Maybe there's just a setting different with the new setup. Because you never had it, you would have set everything up from scratch. I'll take a look at what your settings are and see.
Yeah, because I've never used it. So I went out to the truck and grabbed my Android this morning. And I'm going to try it really quick. But something doesn't seem right. Because it worked fine on my PC in there. But, it connects. And it shows up in the dashboard. I key up. I unkey. If I key up on RF, it doesn't do that. Where yours was keying up all the time. Wasn't doing that at all, and I'm on LTE, so it didn't, so I know it's not a 44 thing, because there's no filter there for that, so I'm going to bring my Android phone in with me at the house, and I'm going to play with it more to see what other settings are, because there's all sorts of different things in here. It seems kind of asinine how some of it works, but I'll play with it, so I'm going to bring the Android phone in with me. It looks like they've got a chili cheese burrito and a chili cheese corn dog, or coney dog. But you said the food's not really that good?
I'm not a big fan. I don't know. Your mileage may vary, but I've never really found much. They had a smash burger thing I got the other day. That was okay. But nothing was really great.
Well, whenever I come to look here, I drive by it, and you always mention getting the lining, so I was like, I should try that one day. Of course, I usually hit the Taco Bell across the street, so yeah.
Well, the Limeade is just, I can get a big old 44-ounce, icy cold drink in the summertime if you do it from 2 to 4, like when you get off work, do it from between 2 and 4, and get it for like $2. And it's zero cal. I think the cherry limeade is which is quite good. You'll like it. I just, I was on a bender there trying to get the non-cherry. They're both good. Cherry's the most popular. That's why they always screw up and give me that. But you know, I think that one's like 10 calories for, you know, 44 ounces. So, it's just, it's, for me, it's just, it's the bargain when you're parched on a hot summer day. This time of year, I don't partake all that much.
Gotcha. All right, I'm mobile, so if I get fuzzy, you know why. I'm on the holly. Even though I can see the Lapeer's repeater tower right over there, I can't, they only have VHF. I only have UHF.
The King's Band. All right, I am pulling down my street. I'm going to make this my last and get inside. Switch into my grubbies, grab a tarp, and get out there and take care of my fitness before this damn snow comes. I figure if I really, really prepare, we'll get about an inch. W8 at years.
Yeah, I think they're lower in their expectations for us. All right, W8 FFM is here.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours, cloudy, 24 degrees, updated weather, winter weather advisory.
Robin, you out there? This is Batman.
Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory.
KFAS W8EAP. KFAS W8EAP. Heard W8EAP monitoring.
Winter weather advisory. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. Winter weather advisory.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Bravo Mike, calling for a radio check, please.
Bad radio check.
Thank you very much, appreciate it.
Remotely anywhere near the city when it starts.
Well,
did the smart thing. I went to the grocery store to get everything that I was supposed to get so I wouldn't have to go to the store today. Well, I forgot to get the milk, and that's what I went to the store to get. So now I got to go to the store to get the milk I didn't get yesterday. At least you got everything else. Quick trip. Yep, only an hour round trip. Maybe not for 6 minutes. Nah, I just stopped out to get a little lunch. Get it back to the house. Finish up a few work things and then call it a day. Yeah, well, I'm on the opposite end of the spectrum. I gotta find a couple things to keep me from getting bored this afternoon. Oh well. Drive back to Golden Arches. These kids coming out of this high school are driving like real tools. Kids, I swear. Well, luckily living in the country, I take all of my kids when I've only got one left to do. I took all my kids out in the country roads and taught them how to drive in the country roads. And I would throw them in the slides and teach them how to do donuts and teach them how to correct their car when it was sliding and stuff. Get all that out of their system before they even got their licenses. They knew what to do. And I can honestly say that it has really paid off because they're all excellent drivers and nobody's afraid to ride with any of them because they know that they're good drivers, you know. Now, my kids teaching kids is another thing. That doesn't seem to be going as good as when I taught my kids. Oh, yeah. Nope, I learned out in the country, too, so I know what you're saying. So. All right, well, I'm pulling back up to the house. I'm going to park this, and hopefully I don't have to come back out at all times. So. 7-3, good to talk to you. Have a good Dennis. All right, very safe, park safe, party safe. All right, and it'll be mobile.
I'm here. I had to pull back in the driveway. I forgot my phone.
Please. That must have looked like a circle jerk. I went out one driveway. You went out the other driveway. We passed at the corner. You turned back in the driveway.
Yep, or... Yeah, well, like I say, if it gets too bad, I'll call you. If not, I'll just be taking it easy on my way home.
Well, you know your husband. He'll send you texts if it gets too bad.
I'll just laugh, because if it gets too bad, half a third shift, well, the four workers he has probably, he'll show and... Maybe the other ones might be a maybe.
Well, as long as he can't force you over, I wouldn't worry about it.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it could not, but I ain't gonna worry about that. At that point, it wouldn't be just me. It'd be like basically all of us.
Next time we get a storm, I'll just take the day off, too.
No, I don't think they're doing any overtime yet. They were trying to force line one Friday night, but it didn't work.
Yeah, Bert. All righty, I'll let you drive, and it'll be you.
Oh, I'm just driving. Nothing exciting.
That's kind of like a hint if we're using your call sign, okay?
KQYW.
Yeah, we don't know how many leftists are listening in Detroit.
Oh, I know I'm bad at saying my call sign.
We're not listening.
We're all listening.
Winter weather advisory.
KE8RUH.
CQ from WATIJ. What a submission.
missed that call, but heard you were from Waterford.
That's a Roger, Roger, and the call is Whiskey 8, Victor, India, Juliet. My name is Greg, Golf Romeo Echo Golf. Thanks for coming back.
Hey, Greg, this is Anthony, K-E-8-R-U-H, Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Uniform Hotel. How are you doing this afternoon?
Mighty fine, as they say down in the south. I'm located up here in Waterford, Waterford, Michigan. I'm about 7 miles west of Pontiac and about 35 miles northwest of Detroit. Nice to meet you, Andy. And where did you say you were located? If you did, I missed it.
The name was Anthony, and I'm currently mobile on 696. I'm almost in Roseville, so just north of Detroit. Only a
15
miles from you,
20
miles from you.
Okay, copy that. Please forgive me on the name. And, well, it's snowing here. I suspect it's probably snowing there, Anthony, so fine business. Looks like we're going to be finally getting some snow here of a sizable amount. It's going to be the light and fluffy stuff, but it's going to add up over time. Over.
Yep, it will be interesting to see what happens. It is definitely snowing here. Like I said, I'm on the highway, actually behind a county truck that is pretty salting the road right now. So it'll be interesting to see how well they do with this, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, time will tell. You know, I mean, this is probably the first sizable amount of snow that we've picked up here across the state in a long time. We've had, bursts of snow here, 2 and 3 inches at a time, and then it'd be out of here. But we haven't had anything 10, 12 inches of snow. I don't know that we're going to get anything, excuse me, this year, so it doesn't matter to me. I think we can handle this with no problem. But we're getting a lot of things canceled for this evening, which is good. It's going to keep people off the roads and, keep them home and safe. Over.
Yep. It's been a long time since we've had any real measurable snow. I think we'll see what we get over on my side of town, but I think we're calling for 4 to 6, which is not that much, but not that little, so we'll see what happens. It'll be it could be an interesting ride into the office tomorrow, that's for sure.
Yeah, I was wondering, I'm retired, and been retired since 2007, but I'm not sitting around collecting dust. What do you do for a living, and how long have you been in the hobby?
The short version of what I do for a living is sell used computers, and I think I've been licensed for probably 3 years now, so not that long, all being relative, but I'm usually monitoring this repeater system when I'm in the car, because it's most of my travel area.
All right, fine business, sir, Anthony. I have to get going. I got to go pick up my bride from work, so I'll try to remember this. I think I will maybe give you a call and we can chat some more. And you motor safely, and I'm glad to hear somebody for a change on this this system. I don't get a chance to hear very many people out here, but then again, I don't listen to it all the time. I have thrown my call out several times before and didn't get a response, but anyway, I appreciate it. I thank you very much, and I'll listen out, 7-3, and again, motor safely. This is W8BIJ.
All right, you have safe travels, too. Yeah, there's usually early morning and evening drive. Usually people on the system chatting. So the fact that I was on and listening at this time of day is kind of a fluke, but there's usually people chatting around. You just got to figure out the right times to monitor, that's all. Have a great day and safe travels wherever you're going to pick up your wife from work. K8RUH, and I'll be monitoring out.
Yeah, 7-3, and thanks very much, W8VIJ.
Hello again, Anthony. I've got a, well, I don't know, depending on how long this light is that I've been sitting at for the last 5 minutes. I either hit a minute or I have 5 minutes.
How's it going, Sean? Where are you at?
I'm going through the light finally at 12 and John R., hoping to get into BJ's for gas, although I don't really need to do that. But if the line's decent, I'll do it. And it is anything but, so I won't. But I have other business here. Got to go to the, Christ's sakes, back up. Anyhow, I got to go to the cigarette store here for Mama, unfortunately. It's one of the things I hate doing, and I just pulled in.
All right, we'll catch up with you later, Sean. I'll be in the car probably for another 20 minutes or so. So if you get out of the store, give a call out. But, yeah, I would imagine the gas station's pretty busy. It was very busy this morning. That's where I got gas this morning. So K8RUH, I will maybe talk to you in a little bit. Talk to you soon.
Yep, I'm just going to run in here, grab what I got to grab, and then I'll probably go buy the gas pumps once again, but it looks crazy, so I'll go tomorrow when there's snow, when everybody's hiding in the house. All right, I'll be back in a few. W8 a few.
Winter weather advisory. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees.
Ah, there we go. Two things I absolutely despise: buying cigarettes and buying pet food. It's not so bad now that we're just down to one cat and one dog, but man, when we used to have three big dogs, God, I used to hate doing that. Not so much because I hated getting the food, just lugging all the big bags and watching how much I was spending. Oh, made me cry.
Yeah, I can imagine that gets rather expensive. Are you on your way home now?
Yeah, I can't think of anything else I need to run around for right now. God, people are driving like absolute imbeciles today.
Yeah, I could tell there was already a lot of people, it appeared like a lot of people were leaving work early in fear of snow. There was definitely more traffic than there should have been at 2:40 on a Wednesday afternoon. I, by circumstance, ended up getting to come back to my side of town early. I had to pick my daughter up from school, so going to do that now, but not sad that I got over onto the east side without hitting rush hour traffic, that's for sure.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. It's like getting through this light at 12 and John R. is just absolutely a mess. And now I'm trying to get back through going the other way, and it's the same thing. It's just backed up a quarter mile, and you know, it seems like five cars go forward, then you sit, and five cars move, and it's like, what the heck's going on here? And people are just driving like maniacs. Lane change, blind lane changes, and no signals, and I don't know what's going on. It's just something in the air, man. But you know what? I'm just going to get myself home in one piece and not worry about it. I don't know if we're going to have as much as they're claiming, but you know what? 6-7 inches of the puffy stuff is... I'm kind of looking forward to that.
Yeah, we'll see if we actually get that much. I'll be very interested to see how they do on this one. They've been telling us for 4 or 5 days that we were going to get clobbered, so we'll see. It'll be the biggest snow we've had this year, that's for sure, if we get 6 inches.
And it'll be pretty. It'll look good. And if it's cold, like it's going to, we know it's going to be cold, so it should be the easy to push stuff. So I'm okay with that. I'm okay. So it's the wet, sloggy stuff that the big March dumps that we often get. They're just heavy. The heart attack snows. But. Plus, I got a good working little, that little single stage is a little beast. I look forward to using that on some light, fluffy stuff. See how it'll do in actually a little accumulation. So, and I got a new coat that's really super duper warm, so, and protective. So, man, I'm ready for it. It's like I'm almost like begging for it. We'll see. If it's nice tomorrow. I got a luncheon appointment. I wrote them this today. I said, do we have a plan B if the weather's really bad? And they said, well, we'll touch base in the morning. So I was thinking about working from home, but I got to drive all the way up to just about by the shop for this lunch, so I might as well go in.
Yeah, that's a bummer when that happens, you know. You got to get all the way over there. You might as well just go into the office.
Yeah, but that's not a big deal. So, again, it'll all depend on the snow, like what kind it is. So, I don't anticipate anything too terrible. I heard rumors they're already kind of downgrading it, but last I heard they were upgrading it yesterday. They went from 5 to 6 to 6 to 7 or something. They were upping it a little, not a lot, but a little. Saying, really, you're going to get that? You're going to get that trivial on a change from 5 to 6 to 6 to 7 when you generally can't even get within 6 inches? I don't know.
Right. For all we know, it'll stop snowing in an hour for the whole night. So, I mean, it's really dealer's choice at this point. Whatever happens, happens.
So in the last few transmissions, I've noticed breaking up a little bit, almost like there's not enough PL. It's like fluttering in and out. Very weird. You noticing that on your end? Like, I don't know if you run around with it in PL, but are you noticing any kind of dropouts or anything on receive?
Not really, but it could be my location. As silly as it sounds, I'm behind a large building that would be between myself and the repeater, so that could be the problem.
No, I don't think it's on your end. It's on my receive end. So, and either the transmitter is not putting out ample PL. And my receiver's not tripping, or my receiver's not tripping on the PL that is being sent. It's definitely something either on the transmitter or in my receiver. Not you, that's for sure. Oh, well. I'll never heard it before. It's the first time I ever noticed it. We'll write it off as gremlins, unless we hear it next time.
There you go. We'll figure it out. Hey, I just got to the school, so I'm going to... cut out here, but I'm sure I'll talk to you in the morning unless you decide to work from home. So this is KERUH, and I will be clear on your final, Sean. Have a great evening.
All right, Anthony. Yeah, I don't know. I'm probably going in, so I will probably talk to you in the morning. We'll see. Okay. Catch you later. W8FU, I'm home. Perfect timing.
winter weather advisory.
Fred, are you listening yet?
Winter weather advisory.
K8BB.
Kilo Delta 9, November, Papa Foxtrot, monitoring.
KD9NPF, good afternoon. This is K8BB, name is Don. Just driving out in the snow on the way home from the office.
Well, howdy there, Don. Sorry you're out in the snow, but it sounds like you're on your way home, so I hope you get home safely. I'm looking out the window right now, and it's starting to pick up a little bit, nothing too bad. How are the roads looking out there?
Well, they're getting worse as I go north. My office is in Royal Oak, and it was just starting to flurry there when I left about 25 minutes ago. But I'm getting into Pontiac now, which is where I live, and it's kind of yucky. But, yep, I'll be home soon. And everybody's being safe. Nobody's being dumb, at least not that I've seen. But, I do have to go back out this evening. I have an appointment at 6 o'clock, so that'll be fun. I'm supposed to be kind of in the heart of things, but hey, it's winter. It's snow. What brings you to this area?
Very good, yeah. I hope when you leave for 6, it's not getting too much worse either, but glad everyone's being safe. I first got my call when I lived in Chicago, and then, you know, I was born and raised in East Lansing. So, back in Michigan, loving it so far. I'm actually in Sterling Heights currently, and I just recently moved down here for a job. So, living with a buddy here, and thinking about, you know, I'm just a tech right now, but I do want to get my general at some point. It's on my list when I have enough time to study, and I think at that point I will take an aid call sign if there's any available.
Oh, very good. Well, welcome back. Yeah, I grew up in Centerline, which is near Warren, near Sterling Heights, so kind of know that area. Haven't been there in a long time, but anyway. Yeah, I'm actually suddenly, it seems like every mile I go further north, the road gets further yucky. I'm just getting into downtown Pontiac here, and it's really starting to show that it's been snowing a little longer than it has for the last 20 minutes. Anyway, well, again, welcome to the area, and congrats on the new job. Hope that goes well for you.
Roger that. It's good to be back. I think Chicago was just a fun time for me in my mid to late 20s. I always knew I'd come back to Michigan, and I think it's a much better place to raise a family. I myself can't imagine having grown up in a city where, you know, my parents are concerned about me going down the block. I'm sure you can relate to hopping on your bike and getting home, you know, leaving darn near when the sun comes up and not coming home, you know, just until the streetlights come on. So I think those days are somewhat limited, slowly going away, but yeah, you can't really do that in the city. So it's good to be back in Michigan. Love being close to water. You know, Chicago is on the lake, of course, but there's a reason. I used to joke with my friends, there's a reason they call it Lake Michigan and not Lake Illinois. Anyway, that side's kind of iffy. It's women with all the steel plants being right there in Indiana, so kind of concerns me a bit. But yeah, good to be back. And yeah, I was looking at the radar, and I did see that a lot of the storm is kind of going north of the Metro Detroit area. So I'll have to check in with my parents in East Lansing and see how it's coming down up there. Back to you.
Yeah, that's my understanding of the storm track. The storm is tracking a little more north than I think they originally thought, but who knows.
I did the same thing. The sun came up, we got on our bikes, and we came home at night. You know, so, going under the parking garage here down from Pontiac, so I hope I'm holding the repeater, but I think it's probably okay. Anyway, yeah, well, there's a couple of guys local here. One guy just studies his patootie off and got his extra class, took his extra class license and passed it. He's very excited about that. And I know that there's a big jump in the privileges from technician to general, particularly in HF, obviously. So I'm sure you'll sure take advantage of those if that's what you decide to do.
Yeah. Congrats to that ham. And I really have a hankering for getting into some HF. I do have a little shortwave radio. It's a Texon PL660. And absolutely love the thing. It's pretty cool to show non-hams and non-radio folks as well. Just, you know, I can tune into Mongolia. And they're like, this is Mongolian radio? I said, oh, yeah, straight from Mongolia. They're like, it's not, like, linked somewhere. Or, of course, they don't understand that, but they think it's maybe a retransmission or a rebroadcast somewhere. I said, no, that's over the air, baby. That's analog. So pretty cool to show people that as well, and I'll put on when I'm working at home sometimes, and just spinning the dial. It's just it's just fun, you know. But yeah, I was gonna ask, what are you on a mobile or something? I'm just on a cheap little HT indoors, so I'm glad I'm making the repeater.
Yeah, I'm on a mobile in the car, and where you are. I'm assuming you're on the 442.600 repeater. There's several repeaters here linked up. That one's right in the middle of Warren, and it's got a great coverage. So probably anywhere in Warren and Sterling Heights in that area, you probably have pretty good HT coverage, at least if you're not in the basement. So I'm actually getting in the 442.500 repeater, which is in West Bloomfield, which is... it has a similarly good coverage, but obviously more to the west and north. That's much closer to where I live. Speaking of which, I'm about one traffic light away from my street, and it has gotten much worse in the last 5 minutes here. So, anyhow, winter is here. No surprises with that, but. If you can stay in tonight, I would suggest staying in if you can. Anyhow, I'm going to say 7-3 for now. I'm going to get back in the garage and get in the house. But nice chatting, and nice to meet, and then we'll hear you on again. This is K8BP.
USL, I appreciate you returning my call. I'm glad you're getting to your destination safe, and hope to hear you on the air again soon. K8BB, KD9NPS, and I'll be clear.
KFABDT.
Anybody got a copy on what the
Lotus
type is getting
some coverage yet, or is it still pretty clear?
Winter weather
KFABDT,
advisory.
KD9NPS. I was waiting for the other gentleman, Don, to give you a call back. I know he's out on the road right now. I've been home since noon, so I can't say, but I can take a look at Google Maps and pull the traffic for you if that works.
I appreciate it. I'm just heading that way. I got to run. It's going to be the Flint area.
I don't envy you, but just take it slow. I think we've known about this for quite some time, and so the plow should be able to stay on top of it. Although this winter's been kind of a wild card. You know, some years they're out plowing before there's darn near an eighth of an inch on the ground, and some years they wait until about 2 inches to start. So, it's looking like 75 right outside Detroit, northbound. It's starting to back up a little bit. It lightens up in Hazel Park a bit, and it's fairly green the rest of the way. There's a little bit of a slowdown near Auburn Hills. After Auburn Hills, should be pretty clear up in terms of traffic.
K
Okay. Hey, I appreciate the check on the 75. Heading that way, so I appreciate the come back, and we'll all try to get there and get back at the house and do nothing the rest of the day, or I should say night. So KF8 BDD, we're going to be clear.
Yeah, my pleasure there. 73s and have a safe journey. Oh, and the name is Mike. What's the name on your end?
We got Jeff here. Jeff, and actually live over by Owosso, north of Owosso. So I'm actually hitting the bird feeding right now, so I'm just heading that way.
Sure, Roger. Well, he said it was Jeff. 73s, have a safe journey.
Thank you very much, sir. You be safe. KF8BDT, we're off.
That ain't TV up.
Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. June 1700 hours. 22 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good evening, 1800 hours. Snow, 23 degrees.
W8EAP.
Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good evening, 1900 hours. Snow. 22 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good evening, 2000 hours. Snow. 22 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory.
KEHTFM.
Winter weather advisory. Good evening, 21 hours. Snow, 22 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good evening, 22 hours. Snow, 21 degrees. Winter weather advisory.
I'm on my way into work right now, just witnessing the snow for the first time.
Yeah, you're coming in loud and clear. Yeah, it's pretty nasty out there. You notice it's coming down hard.
Well, it's not a long ride to work. My GPS says 12 minutes, so I'll be sliding right in there, no problem.
Where's the night shift, eh? Well, don't work too hard and make yourself some time to shovel your way out of there tonight.
Oh, I just pulled on out. That's tomorrow's problem.
Turn off ENI.
I'm not sure who you were talking to, but I'm thinking he means he's talking about the data burst at the end of your transmission. Which is typically, it sounds like a Motorola, and I'm thinking that's your IP.
Stupid Chinese radio always turns it back on. I turn it off, it turns it on. I turn it off, it turns it on. So I've got to dig in the menu for it. Here it goes again.
Yeah, some people really hate it. I don't mind it. I think it's a neat sound. It is, I think, better than a Roger beat, but I hear quite a few people on here that love it. But, oh well, you know, better luck next time.
Well, you're more than welcome to use the repeater, but we put them up at great time and expense, and that's all we ask, is turn off the noisemakers. They're not allowed. You don't hear them a lot out here. I don't know where you're listening, but you don't hear them a lot out here. And it's a simple request. That and enjoy the system. Take care. WAFU.
Oh, complying with it is not the problem. It's the embarrassment and frustration that I turn it off, I hate it, and yet it comes back on with a cheap Chinese radio. Maybe I need to change something about that.
No, we've talked before on it. No, I'm talking about the other gentleman that says he hears a lot or he doesn't mind or anything. It's really not his call, and it's it's a simple ask, and you don't hear a lot of it here. I beg to differ. I listen here all the time. So if I did, I'd say something, and you should too. So no. Anyhow, yeah, figure that out, because I know. I've never seen a radio that you couldn't permanently turn it off in, so you must not be saving it or something. There's got to be something you're missing there. It's not the end of the world, but I just wanted to let you know. All right, I'm going to let you guys carry on. You guys sound like you were having a conversation. I didn't mean to make it anything more than just another reminder. WAFU.
Just sliding down to 696 right now. This is not so bad.
Sorry about that, Char. I was just trying to make light of the situation and try to lighten the blow, because it is a little embarrassing when you're getting called on the radio. But you're right, I don't hear it too often, but the radio is here. Hey, John, are you out there? KFAGFE here. That's correct. KEF for KE8WUO. Right on, man. Yeah, I actually just got home. We stopped and grabbed some burgers on the way home with the kids, and stopped to get some donuts down at the school as well. Yeah, I kind of heard your voice on there. I was running and thought I'd pick you up. Yep, just trying to say hi and use my radio. Hi. Don't get on a lot during the day, and I heard a gentleman on his way to work and tried to say hi, but I still somehow caused a little bit of a heartache, but I didn't mean to. My intentions were pure, but I'm glad you made it home safe. I know the roads are rough out there, and yeah, good to hear from you.
Yeah, well, right on. You know, that's the story of your life. Big farts and broken hearts. Yeah, we're just getting home. I'm about to run inside. I don't think my radio will work inside with the handheld. I'm actually out in the front yard. So, yeah, right on. Have a good night. Nice catching you one more time. KFAGFP out.
So it was just brought to my attention that my radio might be doing the data burst as well. If that's the case, I will take a look at that, but I guess I blew it on that one. I will look into that. This is a new zone I set up for P25 and analog, so I might have screwed the pooch on that one, and I apologize.
Personally, over here, I'm not getting anything from it, just to let you know.
You were saying that my beats were gone? Is that what I was hearing?
Winter weather advisory. Good evening.
23 hours, 21 degrees.
96 pins on the back of it. That can be used for different things, or can, you know, some of them are even configurable. But it's not supposed to do what I'm making it do. It. That's why it's having a fit. I'll have to go out and check the one I got here and find out if I can just shut off the auxiliary receiver and that takes care of it, or if I have to unplug something, because I don't remember. My brain don't work that well anymore.
Well, you can tell I'm in Lansing. I just heard about 6 gunshots.
That's funny. I seen an article earlier where somebody was pulled over for reckless driving this morning, and the guy that was riding on the other side of the car had a shotgun wound. So they were on, I think they were on their way to the hospital. They were on Jolly, and where in the hell was it? I don't remember the crossroad now. Damn it.
Maybe just somebody popped some shots off behind the house or something, out the door. Not sure. It's snowing hard enough. I've hardly seen any cars.
It could be an electrical transformer popping somewhere in the neighborhood, too. Any of you?
Oh, geez, don't say that. AWP.
Oh, you got your generator ready.
It's true, but I want to have to go work and hooking it up and dragging it out of the garage.
Yeah, I hear you. I lost the day. I thought today was the day that we had to take the bird in and everything. It's tomorrow. Go figure, right?
Oh, that's going to suck. He probably ought to call and make sure he's going to be there.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll call if he's not. You know, I'm sure he got into town tonight, you know.
We got a couple orders on Amazon pending, but looks like they're getting, I'm already getting messages that their orders are going to be, delivery is going to be delayed because of the storm.
There you go. Wipe you out of the roads.
No, we.
All right. Well, if you need in here or want to get in here, just pick up the microphone and yell.
I figure I ain't rushing. So, it is what it is. I'm on Nicholson going over the overpass at the moment. I probably should have ran Grand River, but they all look the same to me. Unplowed.
Well, as long as you can tell where the road is.
That's what I was going to ask if we could see where the road is.
Yeah, it looks like somebody had some car, a couple of cars been through this, so I'm kind of just following their track. So. Now, it took me longer to clean the car off than it did anything, so. Of course, I never got it started till about 10 to 11, so. Bad job I was running, oh Lord. So glad I'm finished. I don't have to finish it. Last 17 boxes. Just crappy glass, crappy stabilizer, and crappy 10-20 bag hanging at the end of the line. Friends just didn't want to stay up no matter what I did, and I just finally about 10 o'clock said, nah, I'm done. I'm fighting with it. Oh, by the way, I got a hilo stuck outside in the snow.
Oh, that don't surprise me, none.
Yeah. They got another hilo and a chain to pull it back in.
Well, I had a very eventless trip to Kroger. Your drink beans were off sale, so I didn't buy any more. I just grabbed a gallon of milk and came back home.
Yeah, well, it is what it is. I ain't gonna worry about it. You got enough to last me for actually quite some time, so it'd be all good. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Lance, I went to Kroger yesterday. I was supposed to get milk. That was the whole reason to go there at the beginning.
grab some milk.
Yeah, I told the wife. Well, not the first time, it won't be the last.
A couple of weeks ago, I went to get stuff so I could make my cabbage stew or whatever you call it. And I got everything I needed except the cabbage.
Ooh, I love cabbage stew.
Yeah, we do too. It's good to be a staple. I mean, you can low calorie, you can eat a whole bunch of it. There's hardly any calories. So we just use smoked sausage, potatoes, carrots, celery, and chicken broth. But as soon as I get around to buying some beer, I'm going to try beer.
Yep, I'll make a big crock pot of it too, and I'll cook it outside because the smell, but it works, you know. That's what I like about it too, you can eat a lot of it because of the low calories.
Yeah, we put everything in the pressure cooker and pressure cook it for 5 minutes. Comes out perfect every time.
Yeah, it's definitely faster to do it that way. I'll do it early in the morning and let it cook all day.
Yeah, we ditched our crock pot for an Instant Pot. So we got a nice big 7.5-quart Instant Pot. We can do just about everything in that. Works pretty good for us.
Yeah, I've heard reviews on them that they actually are pretty decent, so, yeah, no big deal. It is what it is.
Yeah, it does like 19 things. We pretty much used two or three things. The saute mode, the pressure cook mode, and the slow cooker mode.
If it smells like this all night long, we might get about maybe 5 inches.
Let us know.
Yeah, I'm wondering if Missy's in or Missy's out. If she's out, she'll run to the house too. She sees me pulling in. You're home, let me in.
No, she's in.
Well, I haven't seen any snow plow trucks, so I don't think they're even out. They're probably going to wait till it's all done and over with early in the morning.
Yeah, I have not seen one either. Lance, you probably had 10 of them go up and down your road, right?
Yeah, not a chance. I won't expect one until probably Saturday. Yeah, probably Saturday. I've got some pretty early CC ones.
That's funny.
Low priority. That's okay. The snow will smooth out all the potholes.
Yeah. That's true. A lot of them on these roads out here, I'll tell you.
Now, Pennsylvania Avenue, by here, it looks like it's been bombed. It's so bad.
Don't worry, they raised their gas taxes a couple of years ago to fix all the roads, remember?
Yeah, I remember. Seems like I heard they're going to use a pot tax, too, now. Pay for the roads.
Hey, I'll smoke to that. I don't know, kind of looks slushy or snow this time. It's kind of fluffy when they shoveled it earlier.
Yeah, it was quite heavy when I was brushing it off the car.
I see people using their leaf blowers to clean off their sidewalks. I mean to try that one of these times.
Not a bad idea. I wonder if I could do my driveway like that.
You got a battery operated one or electric? That was backwards or gas.
Yeah, it's gas. If I can get it started.
That's where I was going to go next. But if it's in your garage, it'll probably start.
You got a snowblower in there, too. I never got around to seen if it would start. It probably hasn't been started in 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, you'll be ordering a carb for that. Maybe not.
I know, this is like an ancient Aryan snowblower. I think the carburetor is probably good for a lifetime. It's just out there.
Trust me, the old snowblowers are built 100 times better than the ones nowadays.
No, that's why I got this one.
Soaked cherry before it snowed it. I'm going to pick up all the rugs that are on the back porch, you know, the rubber mats. I said, I'm going to hang them up over the fence. I'm going to stack them all three on top of each other. I said, that way with a shovel, I don't have to shovel over the mats or try to shovel the mats, you know, because they're always a pain in the butt. I said, then once I get the porch done, if I want to, I can take the mats that are hanging up there that are dry because they've been covering each other and put them back down. Probably slide on the snow.
Well, worst comes to worst, I'll break out the salamander, fire it up, and heat up the garage so I can work on it.
Yeah, I hear you.
I've seen a road better on Howell Mason than I am on 52.
Drifting or just from less number of cars beating down a path for you?
It seems like 52 would be more traveled than what Howell Road was.
Yeah, I thought so too, but there ain't no tracks. I'm kind of guessing. I know if I go over too far, I hit those little rumble strips, so. Now I must be too close to the ditch because I hit the rumble strips on the other side.
Your bird's probably going to want some attention tonight. He's been hanging in his cage most of the night.
Yeah, I will. I should be coming up to 36, I would think, soon.
I could keep you talking on the radio and you could do like I did the other day.
Was I with you?
Yeah, when I passed the house, we're coming home from somewhere.
Alright, yeah, I'm coming up to 36 now.
To be honest with you, I haven't really seen a lot of cars coming down 36 either.
No, it's like 52, there ain't no track.
Yeah, got a car headed toward you, just left past the house here, so you probably run into them somewhere around the town.
That's fine. I don't mind making my own tracks.
Well, sometimes it's better.
Yeah, I had a pallet strapped up. I had to take outside and my purge, and I made it fine the first time taking the pallets out. Made it straight back up, then I went to take the purge out, and I'm like, Hilo wouldn't move. Just kept on sitting there spinning. I went and told the supervisor. I'm like, yeah, the Hilo's stuck outside. I'm leaving it.
Yeah, something about throw some salt down.
Yeah, the stupid thing of it is that they hadn't, I seen the snowplow people there about, gosh, it was early, like 7 o'clock or something stupid like that. And there wasn't really hardly no snow there. But they didn't plow that specific area. Looks like they just rolled around a building with their plow and left. Yeah, it was about that time, come to think of it, because I was outside checking a silo that was going empty, or I needed to run empty. I just switched the hose to another silo. Oh, no tracks, can't be too bad. I'm driving 50.
Yeah, you got good tires.
Maybe it's a little better when the snow's not packed down.
That's a fact. Nothing's worse than when it's all packed down and clumped together.
That's funny, because I'm just about to town and pass that car.
Winter weather advisory.
I'll make a mental note of that. I'll adjust better.
No, your timing was perfect. I was thinking that I would hit it, like, way after town, you know.
Well, you got another one heading towards you, so.
Is anyone at the nickel?
I am, nope, all closed up.
Yeah, I'll get up in the morning, I'll go out and get on the tractor, back it up to the garage, drop the rear blade, make a pass out the field road, then back it back up the path again, and make a second pass. Swing around to the driveway, move the cars over there, and do the other part of the driveway. Shouldn't take me too long.
Sounds like a plan.
Is it currently snowing or no?
Just little flurries. So, yeah, not much. I'm pulling in now.
Still snowing hard here.
All right, Lance. We'll catch you tomorrow. We'll be out and about. I'll be out and about most of the day, so. Maybe we'll catch you on the radio during the day. And it'll be you.
All right, Mike and Carrie. Have a good night. Talk to you later. N-A-W-O-T.
Yeah, talk to you later. KCHQY, W clear.